Hello tonight and Merry Christmas. This is Christmas with the Rockwire. So what I have for you is a beautiful little screen share of some of the newest rock and roll Christmas music I can find. So let's get in the fucking sleigh, jingle all the way. Let's go.
Ooh, Santa's pub.
Now, this is an original Christmas Isn't Christmas. This is a new song from John Bon Jovi.
Who does he think he is, Neil Diamond?
I know that this is the Rockwire, and this is not a rock song. This is a little slow. Stick with it. We'll be rocking by the time it's over.
All right, I've seen some cameos from his original band. Is this a solo? Or is this the whole band?
This is
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. And if you're listening on podcast, check out the show on YouTube, Rockwire YouTube. If you're on YouTube, hey, if you just want the audio, Spotify, Apple, Google, all there for you.
All for the
take. But our shorts at that have been out there are great.
Cheers.
I don't have any eggnog.
This is actually a very sad song, man.
Why are they all smiling then?
Well, they're all at the bar on Christmas getting cranked because they're lonely, dude. Listen to the lyrics.
Sounds like a good Christmas.
Richie Sambora left the band.
You know, they need to rectify that. That's bullshit.
Just like Rat needs to get back with Warren D. Martini.
If Tyler and Perry can get on stage together.
If Slash and Axl can patch it up.
Oh, I don't want to go off topic. But the new Guns N' Roses will be on the podcast soon.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
Avenged Sevenfold thinks that song sucks.
Nice callback. This year Christmas isn't Christmas without you. Oh, he got left by his woman.
He's actually been an incredible vocalist over his career.
You know, I listened to this week and I fired up some old Bon Jovi, the Runaway album, 800 degrees Fahrenheit.
In and Out of Love.
I remember when it was cool to listen to Bon Jovi because you weren't a man. But every guy listened to him back in the day.
Dude, everyone had Slippery When Wet. One of the biggest albums of all time.
I saw them on tour with Rat in support of their 7800 Degrees Fahrenheit tour. They were opening for Rat on the Invasion of Your Privacy.
I saw them on the New Jersey tour and like I think maybe like the These Days. They were great. So here's the most loved
Ashes
and hated... All I Want for Christmas Is You by Ashes of New. I told you we were gonna rock.
I love this band.
Yeah, he has a Slayer spelled like, you know, Slay. Uh-huh.
Yo, this Mariah Carey song must be the second most lucrative song written of all time. Every year it gets back into the top five, if not number one, every fucking year. We know Margaritaville's number one. This has got to be number two.
That's a big gift. Yep.
Yeah, Brad the Beefcake, he's got a big gift for Mrs. Yeah. Beefcake. Oh, just God. Ask him.
She's going for a sleigh ride.
If you take her to that magical place where you always kiss.
I just feel bad for you guys. You guys don't have that magical moment.
Yeah, tired of it. Do you think their fans like them singing this song?
No, I think they probably wanted a bandwagon on this monster hit from Mariah Carey. And
I think their fans do, because they play a lot of covers. They remake.
Hey, no. They're making it rock.
Right.
I thought they did a good job. They did a good job with this. This is about 11 months old, I think. But fuck, I guess it's out this year or maybe last year.
Well, new to me. Ago,
it's new to me.
I say that all the time and I get shit for it.
It's Christmas, Scrooge.
I got some coal for your stocking.
How's the Dakota Heat orders?
Good.
If you're still looking for a last minute gift, DakotaHeat.com, best hot sauce on the planet.
Your little care packages are going to be there Thursday. Everybody. You and Bob. Wobbs and everybody.
If you're in the city by the bay, want a pond, go buy one. Therapeutic Waters.
I like that. That was good.
Therapeutic Waters will have their final pond done tomorrow. This one's called
You're a Mean One. Who knows who? You can see it on the screen. Gary Hoey, man.
Gary Hoey.
Blues guitar god.
Gary Ho Ho Hoey.
We've heard You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Let's watch Gary play it, man. Gary's got a twin humbucker Strat. Gold rosewood fretboard.
Kind of cool and instrumental.
You've heard his ho ho hoey stuff before, right, Brad?
I'm sure I have.
Oh, well, he's got like three ho ho hoey albums where he makes the guitar talk to Christmas songs. Used to have them on CD. They're on Spotify now, man. Check it out. Those Gary's plugged into the Fender EVH3 head. Greatest amp on the planet.
I thought you like the orange.
That's the second greatest. No, man, the orange rocker verb and the EVH3, those are my two tubes. Those are my favorite tubes.
Does Hoey get the recognition he deserves by the guitar community in large?
No, I don't think he does. I don't know. You know what? He gets appropriate recognition. I mean, let's be honest, he's not fucking Slash, right? But dude can play. And he bleeds the blues. Looks like he's running through a big Fender 212 cab.
Got a Marshall coaxial cable, looks like to me, too.
Dude, the guitar geeks like that shit. They want to know. They want to know what's making the beautiful sounds of Mr. Grinch.
Got a Hendrix wah pedal.
I don't see a whammy bar. That was good. Do they make? Do they? Are whammy bars uncool now?
Oh no, no.
They're still awesome.
They're on most like shred, tanks. Most shred guitars yep. and Strats have them.
Les Pauls do not, and do one not my, put one on there.
One of my favorite punk rock Christmas tunes. You know, I was trying to think of a different way to spin the Rockwire Christmas episode. God knows we've done it a few times now, but I just think this video is funny.
This is a song you got to play every year.
But I've never played it once.
I like the Warrant version of it better. I think this was the song that blew the Santa Claus hoax for my kids. I remember Geneva's like, Santa Claus is dad?
We're getting flat stuff for the Christmas this year.
Did you guys get all your Christmas shopping done?
I haven't even started.
Mine's done.
Yeah, I'm done. This is not in the original spirit of Christmas.
It's not punk rock. You got to go against the grain for punk rock.
Oh.
I could have played one of the shitty Christmas Blink 182 songs.
Thank God.
I figure I was Blink 182 and a few people out.
Is this like when punk went against the grain and it went against like common culture and stuff? Unlike now, where they just get right in line. This is when they're really rebels.
Dude,
I like it.
There's not very many rebels in rock anymore.
No. I know one. The Kid.
I thought you were going to say MGK.
No, Kid so, Rock.
He sold out.
Yeah, Bobby just doesn't give a shit. He's got the FU money and he's not afraid to say FU. Kind of like Elon Musk. Didn't you guys see that?
Yeah.
GFY.
All right, what year was this video made?
Ooh, there's Brad with the questions. I don't know.
1968.
70. Dude, I want to say like about
75?
8?
85? Oh my. No, it's in, I bet you late. No, okay, early 70s.
Okay.
I was looking at the production. It's actually a pretty well produced video.
I will get the answer for you.
'77.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I was pretty close. My favorite Christmas carol, Mistress for Christmas, is like is a Christmas carol like Die Hard's a Christmas movie. But
who sings it?
Here's a sweet cover. She covers lots of shit. Lots of Christmas tunes. Oh, it's some European name I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I did it again.
It's like, dude, I can't even attempt it.
Well, arrow up so Derek can try.
She looks like she should have a WB show.
Wow.
Look at her. Check out her pipes.
Oh my God. She's built for speed and accuracy.
I Hey, Brad, is it true that you have pants like she's wearing right now?
I do.
Yeah? How do you get in that pleather, those pleather pants? You got to put a baby powder or like some KY jelly on your legs?
No, I have a friend called Pam. I apply Pam on my body before I jump in.
You always smell so buttery and fresh.
Get a lot of chafing though in those.
So this Wear band is called Pershan and Tsaritskaya.
I'm so sorry I asked, because if I'd known you were gonna pronounce something like that.
Oh my god!
Enough trouble.
I wasn't even close. I'm sending it to you. You need to take a crack at it before the podcast is over.
You gotta do a Google Translate and play it. Come on, I mean, we got Google, the technology.
Google pronounce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with this one.
You gotta give the band credit. They sound a lot like these.
It's Sershan and Tsaritskaya. I'm good at names.
They have Kim plays for the band too.
And ring the bells. Ooh. Oh my goodness. Get out the mistletoe.
You better take your hoodie off.
And here we go, our favorite cover artist, Leo. He's done tons of Christmas songs. This is his new one for 2023. Feliz Navidad.
Great outfit.
Does he play every instrument on his covers? Do you know?
Yeah, he's Wolfgang Van Halen.
Oh, God.
Drumming in his socks.
Got to be the happiest cover artist ever. Well, maybe second.
I wonder if it's all fun for Leo, or if he wakes up some days, he's like, fuck, I gotta put out some cover song this week. Oh, what the fuck am I gonna do now?
I like the cover he does of Feel Good. He's like wearing a bunny outfit, going through the mall, playing a guitar. I've seen that. That's great.
He is playing out live now, which is awesome. His shows look really fun. I would love it if he came to the States. Yeah. It's like Frog.
I was going to say, he's Weird Al and the new generation.
So, if you don't know who Leo is, he takes like pop songs and metal, covers them up, plays everything himself in his home studio, puts them out on YouTube.
First time I ever heard successful. Him. First time I ever heard him, it was from you when you sent me Gin and Juice.
Now, the song that I found him was, he did an acoustic cover on an acoustic guitar of Wildside. He's never done another acoustic cover, to my knowledge, like that. But he plays the shit out of that acoustic guitar on Wildside. It's amazing. Find it. Find it, people. You won't be disappointed.
Frog League Studios.
This is actually quite long. I probably should have cut it off, but Leo's rocking it out. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Leo Marachivelli.
Yeah, you're the hard name guy now. That's
Maraccioli.
Don't be asking.
Eight strings. guitar?
Yeah. Well, it's seven. Yeah.
More than seven.
Don't be thinking you're getting a raise next year because you can pronounce a few names. So.
Damn it. Ooh, God, he's really.
I know. Just when you thought it was over, no, Leo's still going.
And he's his changes are super.
It gets slow, melodic, heavy as fuck here.
I could listen to this. I could dig on this for Christmas music.
I want you to grow a beard like his.
Oh, and here's the Panther from the Machine Shop. Fresh from last week.
Really?
Yeah. Look.
That girl looks really young.
This was about 15 minutes long. I had to cut most of it. That was probably for Girls of Oklahoma. Gotta give that bitch a candy treat. She's an incredible sport. My God, it.
Do you guys go to this show at all? Either of you?
No, I still wanted to. I had a ref.
Oh, he's playing the kazoo?
Yep.
Awesome.
Lexi used to play the kazoo.
Oh, it sticks it in you. I didn't realize Spider was a part of the band forever.
Was he like a roadie?
Yeah, he was their tech guy.
This actually came off her YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What you didn't see is they each made up a personal song for her on the fly about mostly about how she's hot and how they're going to bang her.
Of course, it's Steel Panther.
Oh, my God.
The classic, but have you guys saw this video before?
No. No, I can't wait.
Check it out. I think it's new. Dave Grohl on drums. Billy Gibbons on guitar.
Well, I can guarantee you it wasn't produced in the past year.
And Lemmy Kilmister, R.I.P.
Yeah, I think this just came out somewhat recently. It's enjoy.
Every time you listen to Lemmy, you just want to clear your throat.
Foo Fighters or Nirvana, Brad? Which one's better?
Nirvana was more instrumental, groundbreaking, but I think the Foo Fighters are better.
Derek?
Yeah, I think I'll go Foo Fighters. Yeah. Bleach was the best album that Nirvana ever came out with.
I wonder if we would have ever had great Dave Grohl, the rock god that he is today, if Kirk wouldn't have, if Courtney wouldn't have shot Kirk in the stomach.
Yeah, that took his chains off and allowed him to expand his wings and fly like the bird he is.
You remember when they played on MTV on one of the music things, the bass player threw his bass up in the air.
Yeah.
And it hit him in the forehead and knocked himself out on stage.
Yeah, you gotta get better at catching that thing.
That's a big object to be coming down to the miss.
God, if you want some cool shit to listen to, the last episode of Eddie Bravo's podcast, Ricky Rocket was on. Ricky's actually a black belt in jiu-jitsu, too. Talked a lot of poison, talked a lot of jiu-jitsu. No conspiracies.
And Ricky's cancer's gone, isn't it? 100%?
He's in remission right now. He's looking good. Thank goodness. Ricky's so cool, man. I feel bad I said he is. Drum solo sucked on our most popular episode.
Ricky's drum solo sucked?
Yeah.
It was average. I mean, it's not like he was doing anything fancy. So, he was too worried about his hair back then.
They were talking some nerdy drum shit. I used to have a drum kit just to fuck around on, and I realized that I don't know very much about drumming. I was never very good at it.
Lemmy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, of course.
Are we doing Letterkenny? Letterkenny?
You know we are.
My feet are filthy.
Kenny Chesney. No Shoes Nation. Little ditty he wrote to pimp his booth. Blue Chair Bay.
We got some mistletoe hung from the bow of the boat.
Do you miss summer yet, Brad?
Yes, I do.
It's the time to get out on the water.
Is he the country Jimmy Buffett?
I think now that Jimmy's gone, Kenny, that's Kenny's new job.
Going to the boat parade, it's Christmas in Blue Chair Bay.
It's all about pirates drinking rum.
Raise a glass with me right now.
I look at this and I think one thing. It doesn't suck to be Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. Is this
what Caribbean island is he on, do you think?
His home was in St. Thomas, but it got fucked up pretty bad from one of the hurricanes. So I assume Kenny's got the money to rebuild it. It's probably fine now, but
that's not Florida.
No. You bet this is Key West or somewhere the boat could go from there.
So, Blue Chair Bay, what's that name? Is that named after a spot or something? Or is this just a commercial?
I don't think it's a real spot. I think Blue Chair Bay is that chair he's sitting in, one of his famous songs, and probably a little bay down by his house. Kenny's house is up on the hill, kind of on the top of the island.
I'm drinking rum.
Are you guys big rum drinkers? I know you are, aren't you, Beefy?
Yeah, I can handle my own. I mean, I'm a straight rum drinker. I would prefer a non-spiced one, but my wife loves Blue Chair.
As do I. If Brad had to display for us one bottle at a time, 40 minutes would not be enough to get through the basement bar. Let me put it that way.
Yep.
He'd be sweating before we got halfway through the bottle.
I'll have to do a podcast from in there one day.
Love, happy holidays to you from Blue Chair.
Tom Likas used to do a good booze
Christmas from Blue Chair Bay.
Radio show.
It's actually a pretty decent song. I gotta give him credit.
Merry Christmas,
it is a commercial, Derek.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. Thanks,
buy my rum. Buy my rum.
So I can have even a better Christmas, you sons of bitches. Oh, booty. Booty. Booty.
It doesn't suck to be Kenny Chesney.
Didn't he date Renee Zellweger?
He was married to her for like a minute. Oh, yeah. She divorced him. I think Kenny was ready to settle down. I think it seemed like a good idea, and then it got real fast.
She told me to put some shoes on.
Uh-oh. And we can't do Christmas without a crooner for about 5-6 years. Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra did an old television special. This is a clip from one of them. Look at Dino. He's smoking. You know he's 4 martinis deep. It's such a time capsule. You can find these on YouTube, like Dean Martin Christmas special.
Ben Crosby. Shit.
Don't burn the girls with your cigarette, Dean. That's actually Dean and Frank's wives.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dino's wife's on the left. Frank's is on the right.
Is this lip synced?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes, yes. Yeah, all the audio on these TV specials is lip synced. That's how he can do this before martinis deep. Look at, tell me.
Oh my God.
Listen to the crowd just laugh like it's just the funniest thing in the world.
These proceeds from these were all given to like children's hospital charities too back in the day.
Oh, are you trying to guilt me on that now?
No, I'm just telling you. Dropping a
truth bomb on me.
No.
Dropping a little nugget. Did I think that's it. Did I do another one? No, I think we're.
I don't know.
Nope, I think we're done.
Wow. Nice. Well, isn't that wonderful?
I mean, there's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, White Christmas, all those amazing songs that are out there.
I'm dreaming. Number one. Christmas.
Oh my God.
Now I couldn't figure out a fresh angle to do for the Christmas episode. And I thought I would ask you guys your favorite songs to karaoke to, and then actually pop up the karaoke video and let it roll. And the Zoom would record it. And I'm like, nah, those guys aren't going to go for this. That's too much. And
I would have.
And you two picked the most boring Christmas songs you possibly could have picked.
I've never sang karaoke.
Really? Yeah. Brad would have done it, huh? Well,
I would have done it.
Well, since you say that, here we go. Just kidding.
Bring it.
Hey, so you want to say goodbye or something, or what are we doing here? We got
2 minutes before wrap up.
Something I think we should say Merry Christmas to our fans.
All two of them.
Hey, we went up 5 subscribers in like a couple days.
Yeah, we're up to 120. Woo! Look out, Joe Rogan! Look out.
Do you like me cherry picking a song here and there?
Yeah.
Dude, I like it.
It looks like they're kind of doing kind of well too.
I had to splice everything in so it sounded like you're saying goodbye at the right time.
Yeah. Maybe this is the year we can afford that Zoom subscription, so there's no hard outs. I honestly, the 40-minute time limit's kind of good because if you remember when we first started doing this, you know, like an hour went to an hour and a half, and fuck, we're pushing 2 hours on bullshit sometimes.
Hey, here's what about the just press play? Oh, it's a little hiccup.
I want to tell you one interesting thing I've decided last night. I've already started to learn sign language.
Really?
Brad, that's the worst sign language there is.
Well, after you learn sign language, you can learn Braille. All right.
No. Here we go.
Hey, that's the rock wire. Hope I played a song you'd like. Merry Christmas, and we will see you back for the album of the year before New Year's Day. All right, see you guys. Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you between now and then.
Merry Christmas. Enjoy your packages. I'm just giving you a big package.
Give me some heat, baby.
Dirty looks. Woo!